Begin the current daf. Meseches Eivin daf Pei Aleph. Begin on the days. Begin the taste the Masada. Begins with the Gemara. The Abba Prakam Mechulu in four times of the year. Taisa explains what are these four times. The Gemara said four times a year he could force the butcher to slaughter it. So Taisa brings Beperkos. If it's a Benayin Chul daf Pei Gimel Menalaf Mefarish. The Gemara explains it's Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach before the first days of Pesach. Erev Yom Tov Shal Atzeres before the Yom Tov Shavuos. Erev Yom Tov Achron Shal Chag before the last days of Sukkot. And some say every Yom Kippur in Galil and every Yom Kippur in the Galilee. Now, says Tesis is one that's prominently missing. Why doesn't it mention before the first days of Sukkot? And Rabbi Natan, he says, Mishum dekulam treat the Sukkah of Lulav, because everyone's busy, the mitzvah of a Sukkah and of a Lulav. But they don't have such opportunity to go and engage in so much slaughtering so much. And therefore, it's not like the other times, which is primarily focused on getting the food ready for Yom Tov. The next test of begins with the Gemara, Lo'ilim Kishalei Mashach. Truth is, it's talking about when there was no Mashiach Adam. Test can explain, Rav Shmuel explains the words of Rav Huna, and he's not coming to disagree. Rav Shmuel explained, oh no, it's really Shalei Mashach. Test says that this way says, Lo'ilim Kishalei Mashach, he's not coming to change from the primary interpretation of Rav Huna. Milchad Rav Huna, the Ugmi Kishamashach. Rav Huna, he had explained that it's talking about when you did Mashiach, Aslafusha, come to explain, the Hainu, that is Mashiach Shazikullah the Akhir. It is Mashiach, but that was done through someone else. That's why it doesn't say Ella only. That's usually used when you're saying not like what we said up until now. He's not changing that. He's keeping that Mashiach was done. But who did the Mashiach? That was by Al the Akhir and not the person himself. The next test of Master begins with the Gemara of Vatar. According to biblical law, Moy's kindness, actually a person's money does acquire for him. So let's explain what's the source that biblically there's a kingdom of Kesef, and the Machlekes of Yechid Shlokesh as it applies to that. Because Yechid Shlokesh have a Machlekes, if the kingdom Kesef or Mashiach, which one is the biblical kingdom? So Pishbuk, just Rashi explains, this that our Gemara is saying from Rabbi Yechanan, that biblically Moyes is kind. That's like it says in the Pasuk, but paid him in a Hekdash. Some redeem something from Hekdash, it says in the Pasuk, but no, somebody can't become Moyes, so he gives the money and it becomes his. So it says Rashi, but Kabachim, but Kabachim, so that's what the Gemara is saying, that biblical, that for sure, so Kabachim, if from Hekdash, just by giving money, it's going to be yours, for sure, from a regular person. Whereas Rish Lakish, the Mashiach, and Rish Matari, Rish Lakish, it says, no, explicitly in the Torah, is the king of Mashiach. And not that that was a takan rabban, but rather the kinyan derives as mashicha. And that actually the aim was kindness. And biblically, actually, money is not acquired. I mean, the inverse of a bichanan. Ksavar heals no mehektish loyafin. You can't learn out from hektish because the kesef kindly mashum de leshecha be mashicha. The reason why your money acquires you because it doesn't apply to mashicha from Hashem from hektish. The chalich is why because whatever the item is because brachmani it's in Hashem's treasury house because the whole world is his. So therefore, the only way you could acquire is by giving money. In contrast to a hedyud, which actually the biblical kingdom will actually be Mashiach and not that of Moise. That's according to Rashi's interpretation. It says Tosis, Ve'ein nir zahatam nochen kakach. But this doesn't seem to be such an appropriate reasoning, because the mekam makam nir mehekdash. Ultimately, you should still learn from hekdash. You can get my kesef hedyud. Ultimately, if it's a kingdom that works by hekdash, it should work even according to shlakish for that of a hedyud. So Ve'imari, the Re gives a different interpretation. It says Mishum the tarik. The reason is because these two different kinyanim, that of monies and of Mashiach, lemotzi lemikne behedyut, can't have both them working for a regular person. The Perek Alekecha Oba Parasa in Becheres Tav Yigimon Beis Dorsh Birchim Rechon expounds, says in the Pasuk, Ekonami Yad HaMisechov, you're going to acquire from the hand of your friend, which Halanachri B'Mashiach, meaning from your friend you could acquire with money, but for a non-Jew, no, his kingdom is only going to work B'Mashiach. Now, V'mhoyikain B'Mashiach B'Kesel B'Shlagish, now if it would be true, as we're asking, that the kinyan by a Yisrael would be both where Mashiach and Kesef, as we're asking for Rish Lakish, same kinyan, that would be the case. Then Lo Nachri, for a non-Jew, we shall learn from the Pasuk, by when we're excluding, it's only Yalam Esach, but not a non-Jew, then Bama, what type of kinyan would you be able to do it with? As Tais explained, if you're going to say, oh, what do you mean, Halo Nachri B'Kesef, that with a Nachri you could acquire with money? The Koyam Yalam Esach, because when we're saying from the hand of your friend, the darish lay a mashicha, that's going on what's from hand to hand, which is mashicha, and only that would be excluding a non-Jew. And that's the source number kamakum. Still, medenachri bechadavka. What one thing we see is from the fact that a nachri is only going to have one kinyan, Yisrael not bechadavka. So Yisrael is also going to have only one kinyan. That's actually what the Gemara says with the Mechayr is that we're going to equate the two of them, and therefore, that's the understanding of why, according to Rish Lakish, that's how we know either one, Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish, is because however you're interpreting that which one is the kinyan in the Torah, automatically the other one is not going to be possible because there's only one kinyan per person, and therefore, if you're saying miyana misacha, that's what we can interpret it. That what is it that the kinyan we're talking about? It's either money or it's meshicha, and then the other one is what the non-Jew has. And again, but you can't have both, and therefore that's the source of either one for Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, respectively. That either you see mois over there or meshicha, and then the other one is not going to be a valid kinyan. Additionally, to be explained, the only time of the money is kindness to Torah. What's the reason why biblically Rabbi Yechon holds that money acquires for a person? Because the stamkin the krah, because generally when it mentions acquisition in the pasuk, like economy out of mesecha, but kesef ma'ir to my money. How do we know? Because the ashkam chamiduch, we find this many times in the Torah. Can you cast by the acquisition of his money? It says regarding a slave, oichel bekesef tash berdein the pasuk devarim. So this bekesef yiknu pasuk in Yirmiyah. You see that it's mentioning acquiring with monies. Now, although there is a pasuk in the Torah that mentions the sefer of the acquisition, the nafkalim ahasim kinyan shtar, that's what you will learn at the kinyan b'shtar document. So you see, kinyan doesn't necessarily have to be money. Because it's still in general, whenever you find an unspecified kinyan, as we brought all those other proofs, it sounds like that's money. Oh, so obviously the pasuk that we're bringing over here, which is Rabbi Yechonon's source, Akonim al Mesachim, we can prove it's talking about monies. Because I said the pasuk says over there, al tainu, don't do aina, it's going on the seller and on the buyer, which is warning them that regarding the money that they're using for the purchase, and therefore, obviously you see that it's related to, that's what I know would be on the price charge, that's what I know is price for it, obviously it's on the monies that you're bartering over here, and therefore that's how we see that it's talking about regarding a kinyan of kesef. So, Tezber, that Rashi had said that the source of kinyan kesef is from Hekdesh. According to Rish Lakish, kesef is not kainam. Besides Meshicha, is because it's only one and not the other. Why doesn't he also learn, like Tezber asked, also the kinyan of kesef? Because you can't have both. The Nachri is Nismite from Meshicha, he only has the one kinyan of kesef, so that means the Yisrael also only has one kinyan, which is that of Meshicha. Now, Tezber held that the source of kinyan of kesef is where it says, Aikane, which sounds like generally in the Torah, kinyan of kesef. And additionally, from this, the Torah warns you regarding a not. In that pasuk, obviously, we're talking about that there's monies being used over here in the kinyan, which is the kinyan of kesef. Kinyan next says the master that begins with the Gemara, Shema Yem, maybe he's going to say, Chitecha Nisr Bali. Your wheat got burnt in the upper story. Tosfos can explain that why don't you need also monies, and why we're not concerned for the theft of the money, and also, what type of a halacha does the seller have on the monies as a shamer? Which Rabbi Yechonon said that really monies are biblically a kinyan, but rabbinically not. Why? Because if the guy just paid and he didn't take his merchandise, the guy might say, oh, there was a fire and your stuff got burnt. He's not going to go through the effort to try to save it because it's not his anymore. And that's just when Timothy has to take a second look and he says, Lomo, Chacham, Kinyan, Kesab, Legami, Dabadereisa, but still we don't understand. Why the Chacham uprooting the biblical kinyan, which is the money? Which, biblically, with some of his money, he acquired it. Okay, fine. Don't do it only with kesef. But why do it only meshicha? Do that the monies require also meshicha. Why uprooting the biblical kinyan and instituting a whole new rabbinic kinyan of meshicha? So, the territory answers. It says, Meshum takan sashokasak, and it's very simple for business purposes. Shalal hasuk tait meshicha mais. If you're going to require two types of kinyanim, it's going to be too difficult for business dealings, and therefore they rather uproot the biblical and make a separate rabbinic singular kinyan. Now, Rivan Tiritz, he gives a different approach. He says, the imam Mashiach Lavadu Leitikna, if the drawing, the object itself, is not going to acquire for the person, Imkain, if that's the case, now you're going to run into the inverse problem. Then the buyer is going to tell the seller, the buyer did Mashiach, but you didn't acquire yet. He's going to tell the seller, this is for Chitecha Balia, that your wheat, which I have now, because I did Mashiach, and it's my attic, says the consumer, but it's not mine yet, now that it got burned, is because the fact that I did Mashiach didn't acquire it yet. So for that reason itself, we couldn't say that the Mashiach itself should not acquire. On that aspect of intent, then you're going to say, wait a second, if that's the case, then when the buyer gives the money and did not do Mashiach, then the seller is going to tell him, that your money's got burnt in my upper story, because like we're saying, rabbinically, the money does not acquire for him. As Tosfos explains, what's his question? If not for the teretz of the Rivan, we could have said to answer this last question, we're not concerned for that. Why? It's not so common to be concerned for that little amount of time, because you're not going to have such a delay once you give your money to do Mashiach right after that. Because since money does not acquire for the person, So he's going to do Mashiach right after to do the kinyan. That little amount of time, we're going to be concerned that the seller is going to say, oh, that your money's got burnt in my upper story. But according to the answer of the Rivan, then you can't say that, because imkain, if that would be the case, for that same reason, then his whole answer gets undone. You shouldn't be concerned that the buyer is going to say that your wheat got burnt in my attic, because again, there is also the same svar. It's not so common that the payment should be delayed so much longer after he did Mashiach of the Pairs, given the Mashiach of the Hosekina. Because there also, the Mashiach itself would not have been the Kinyan. Obviously, then you would follow it up right after with the monies. So when would you have this small concern of the wheat by the consumer being burnt up, just like you're not concerned for the monies by the seller being burnt up? So Rishtay says, no, but Yashlami, what you could say is that it's actually not difficult. That you don't have to be concerned that maybe the seller is going to say that your money got burnt in the upper story, because the money is Neichel Shaman. And then therefore, it doesn't contradict the Rivan's answer, where by the wheat, that you would have a concern, because money you could easily watch. Main target, but it's not difficult to save. It's not like you want the guy's money to go up. It doesn't really gain anything. You could only save with a great effort. And therefore, there, we could presume that by the seller, he's going to save the money, even though it's not his. We don't have to be concerned in such a case, in contrast by the Rivan, the way he said, that yeah, you have to be concerned that the wheat, when it's by the buyer, that if he's not acquiring just with Mashiach, that he's not going to go through the effort to save it for the seller. Additionally, the Rebbe says, to answer this last question on the Rivan, the Gabi Mois ain't Shaykh Lehman Nisr for Moisech Baliyah. No, regarding monies, which was the question asked in the Rivan, you can't say that, oh, the seller's going to say your money's got burned in the upper story. You know why? Because that Filah Havalai Shemachin, even if you're going to say that the lowest level of security as a Shemer is what the seller is regarding the monies, which, again, are not his yet, it's the buyer's, but even if he's a free watchman, Harmina Bekakamavka, the Gemara tells about Mitzidav Menbezimanav, the Inlam Shemir Bekarka, money could only be protected in the ground. Vila Maisul Bekarka, and if he's not putting in the ground, even though he's a Shemachin, have Pshius Legabinur, it's considered negligence regarding a fire. Kinmuchahasam, like it's obvious in the Gemara, but who the Isab Zuzi Bitsrif to Durban, if you put in these huts, it's a negligence and you'd be liable. So you can't say got burnt in the upper story because it has to be in the ground. In the ground, it would be protected. But then, says, if you're going to say, now, how we can turn as our Gemara brings, that we're saying that based on the Rivan said that we're concerned that the buyer is going to tell the seller that your wheat got burnt, and our Gemara was saying that the seller telling the buyer. The Rivan said, oh, you have to have Mashiach itself being kind of, and not with money, because or else the buyer is going to tell the seller that your wheat got burnt, another story. But how is that even possible? Have Elisha Mesachar, but this that he's watching that guy's wheat is a shemesach. He's being paid for this service of watching the owner's wheat, because and therefore v'im lo yatzel yishalom, if he's not going to save it, actually he'll have to pay, as Tosis explains. It says because the chiyecha the gabizuzi, just like regarding the monies that the lekeach gives to the seller, which are not his, but haba meichalai shemesacher, the which is the inverse case. The seller is a shemesach, is like considered a paid guardian, because Masha Peg is up like it sounds like the Gemara over there. And Azad the Mem Tesamid Alev, Gabe, who Gabe, to a certain person, Yab Zuzi HaShumshimi. He gave money for sesame seeds. Now the price of sesame went up. Oh, so Bahadurbe. So the seller was backing out, because I can get more for my sesame seeds right now, and the money that you gave me doesn't acquire. So Bahamale, so the seller tells to the buyer, Shaka Zuzak, take your money, but Valesha Klinu. The buyer didn't want it. Didn't want to get. He wanted to get the previous price. He didn't take it. Vignav ended up getting stolen. Amar Rabba said the Cholkai Gavna. Such cases like this, where he told him to take it and he didn't, it's his problem. Not only is the seller not going to be a shemesacher, but even the shemachin is not going to be. Now says Tosis Mash. It sounds like from that diuk, from the inference, the Eloi have an Amar Eloi Shakal Zuzak, that if the seller would not have told him to take your monies, have a Eloi shemesacher, that he would have been. The same way. Not only is not going to be a Shemezachar, because he told him this, he's not going to be a Shemezachar, but it sounds like he had not told him this. For the monies that this guy had given, which is exactly the case we're discussing over here, he would be a Shemezachar. So then you would say the same thing over here regarding the wheat of by the buyer, have another Shemezachar, that is also going to be a Shemezachar. So how do we understand this, that we're saying that we could turn he's going to say that, oh, your wheat got burnt? What do you mean? He can't say that. He would be liable anyway as a Shemezachar. So Ben Reader, he says, no, it's actually not a raya that the consumer would be a shemesach on the wheat because of we're comparing it to the monies by the meicher. Because says the Reed, Loilam Gabi Zuzi, Namil Abba Shemesach. It's not true. Even by the inverse case by the seller with the monies, he would not be a shemesach. I bought the comment that it says there in the Gemara that we're making a deep. Loilam Gabi Zuzi, Namil Abba Shemesach. Not only is not going to be a shemesach, etc. So it says in the Halachic Pirush. This is what the Gemara is saying. Lo yimibay heichad the nois lasachar. Not only, meaning I don't have to tell you that when he gives him the money, the kamalei shakel zuzach, and even in such a case where he pays him money and then nisha mesachar, but he tells him take your money's back. This all knafshi bechiv shemesachar, that he's not even going to be liable for the liabilities of shemesachar, but he was getting paid because he told him to take it back. Ella, but that's what we're saying. But over here, that you're right. He's never shemesachar. But now that he told him to take it back, I feel the I'm that he's not going to be shemachinim. And so says the talk of the you actually have to explain like this. And that other story over there on Omid Beis, where a person came every Shabbos to acquire sesame seeds from someone, and the seller didn't have. The Amalei said to him, "Look, I was going home now. I didn't plan on having money because I thought we were going to buy sesame seeds. It's about to be Shabbos. I was going to go home with sesame seeds. I can't carry the money. Do me a favor, let it stay a deposit by you. My money that I couldn't buy anything with." For Shabbos. Vamalei, so the seller told him, look, Habesa, Kamach, here, my house is in front of you. Umasika la, and the Gemara concludes over there, lo yimibay du shemesach ala habu v'chul, not only is he not going to be shemesach, etc. Says Taisus, hayim akach, b'nois l'asach, come, obviously, that you have to also interpret, as we're saying for the other story, that if he would go ahead and pay him. Because you can't say that, oh, if my house is in front of you, that he's accepting a shmira, like as if a shemesach, he's not getting any payment for that. Obviously, when we're saying this sentence doesn't mean this case itself, it would mean even if he would have gotten paid. But just what you could say is that even if you're going to say that even if he would not say, take your monies, he would be a Shemesachah, you cannot prove from here regarding the Lekeach that did Meshicha on the Chitin, that he would be a Shemesachah on the Chitin. Because you can differentiate why. The Avakav, the Gabizuzia, the Shemesachah, yeah, maybe even regarding the guy who's watching the monies, the seller, that he would be a Shemesachah, that's because he's allowed to utilize the monies for himself. And then give back other monies. In that gain, he's considered like a shomer sacher because he's getting some benefit. And the avag of the mapkin moizet the balabai is now, although that if someone and therefore in contrast over here by the wheat, he can't use it. Now, the avag of the mapkin moizet the balabai is not even though that someone deposits money by a homeowner. It's not by mapkin the mission teacher over there. Mapkin daf mem gilu alaf. Do lo yishtamish ben? He's not allowed to use it. So what do you mean you're not allowed to use monies? That's his taisim. Mekamoka moich yishtamish ben. This seller could utilize the monies. And the reason is keeping the devout tire, Moise Kain. Since biblically the monies that he was being paid with, it really is its acquisition. So again, Olam Kaiche. So ultimately he still has a better power over here. The Yochaliitzi, and therefore he could use the monies. Avagav the Tug Rabban Lokan Mashiach. Although the Rabban came along and was Masagi, does not acquire Mashiach. But ultimately it's still somewhat like his that he could use it because biblically it is an acquisition. So Teisa explained that because of commerce reasons, they didn't require the biblical kinyan of kesef, even though that's the biblical kinyan, and but because of the kana of that, maybe after that he paid him, he's going to say nisavir chatecha ba'aliyah. So they were misaka meshicha and only meshicha, not to have both. Now, so then why weren't they concerned that the seller is going to say that your money's got burnt in the upper story? It's because it's easy to watch money, or because you're right, money really is only protected in the ground. He wouldn't be able to tell them that anyway. That would be considered negligence having kept in the attic. Additionally, Tais explained that the seller, after the kinyan of Mois, is not considered shemesachar on the wheat that he would be liable. And Tais has had different opinions regarding what would be the halacha of the seller on the monies before Mashicha. Is that like a shemesachar or a shemachinam? Kinyan says the Masechta begins with the Gemara Hachisim. This is what the Girsa in the Gemara should be. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Levi says, "Kamokum Chachan Rabbi Yehuda Emes Rabbi Meir B'Mishnah." Saying wherever Rabbi Yehuda says, when did we say this, or in what cases is in our Mishnah, in El Lafarsh Bacham, it's only coming to explain and not disagree with the opinion of the Chacham. And it says, Taisa Chinirik is from the Garsi, so too it seems appropriate the text that say B'Mishnah Senior and Amishnais. Because the Brais, Amitinu, the Emesai, the Yudah Lachli, because we find Braises, that when Yudah says Emesai, he is coming to disagree. The Perkis Adamach, the Perkis Menalov, Gabi Damanitas by the blood that sprayed Bashal Gabi Sakin, it's on the knife, the Perkam the Gitten of Zanimanov, Gabi maybe get the Svinu, someone bring the get on the boat. Vainlach Kanate says, we're not going to be lengthy over here. And there's many different places that discuss this idea, but when the beauty is in the price, that then it could be that he's coming lachlik.